Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Naubin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says when women are given opportunities and support, they can excel in every field. Chief Minister Nipi Rio and Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton honors contributions of women on the occasion of International Women's Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects in New Delhi. And Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan says universities should strengthen research and turn it into innovation for national development. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has said that when women are given opportunities and support, they can achieve excellence in every field. Addressing a national-level celebration on the occasion of International Women's Day in New Delhi today, the President said that women have taken the lead in all spheres, be it entrepreneurship or corporate world.
हमारे देश तेजी से प्रगति करे और नागरिकों के पूर्ण क्षमता का राष्ट्र हित में उपयोग हो सके इसके लिए जरूरी है कि हम न केवल अपनी बेटियों को उच्च सपने देखने के लिए प्रेरित करें बल्कि उन सपनों को पूरा करने के लिए भी हम उनके कदम से कदम मिलाकर सहयोग करें.
President Murmu highlighted that the schemes like Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, PM Mudra Yojana and Mission Shakti have led to the empowerment of women. The President said that women's participation in education is increasing and the country has achieved gender parity in school education.
Skill India Mission महिलाओं को गैर परंपरागत क्षेत्रों में भी कुशल बना रही है. महिलाएं जॉब क्रिएटर की भूमिका में भी आगे बढ़ रही है. स्टार्टअप्स इंडिया के अंतर्गत सहायता प्राप्त करने वाले आधे से अधिक स्टार्टअप में कम एक महिला डायरेक्टर है. गवर्नमेंट ई मार्केट प्लेस पर वर्तमान में 2 लाख से अधिक महिला स्वामित्व वाले MSME सक्रिय है.
Meanwhile, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and several leaders have hailed the contributions of women in nation building. Several programs are also being organized to mark the event. Chief Minister Nipi Rio and Deputy Chief Ministers Y. Patton has honored the contributions of women on the occasion of International Women's Day. Mr. Rio stated that women play a vital role in strengthening communities, inspiring progress and shaping ideas. Mr. Rio called upon everyone to continue working towards a world where opportunity is not limited by gender but defined by potential. Meanwhile, Mr. Patton said women continue to shape families, guide communities and drive progress. The Deputy Chief Minister said women's role in building a better and more inclusive society deserves recognition and respect every single day. Mr. Patton urged all to renew commitment to ensuring equal opportunities, dignity and a safe environment where every woman and girl can pursue her dreams and reach her full potential. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid foundation stones of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the facilities and infrastructure in the national capital are being steadily strengthened and expanded.
जब भारत जैसे विशाल लोकतंत्र के बारे में सोचता है, तो अक्सर उसके मन में दिल्ली की तस्वीर आती है. दिल्ली केवल भारत की राजधानी नहीं है, ये भारत की पहचान भी है, भारत की ऊर्जा का प्रतीक भी है. इसलिए दिल्ली का विकास केवल एक शहर का विकास नहीं होता, यह पूरे देश की छवि से जुड़ा होता है.
The Prime Minister said India is scripting a new chapter in women empowerment and they are playing an important role in the country's development. He said under the leadership of Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, the national capital is witnessing continued development. Mr. Modi said India's women power is moving ahead with renewed energy in every sector and making a significant contribution to nation building.
Aaj Bharat Mahila Sashaktikaran ki nayi gatha likh raha hai. यहाँ रेखा गुप्ता जी के सफल नेतृत्व में राजधानी का विकास हो रहा है. राजनीति, प्रशासन, विज्ञान, खेल या समाज सेवा का क्षेत्र, भारत की नारी शक्ति हर क्षेत्र में एक नई ऊर्जा से आगे बढ़ रही है.
वाइस प्रेसिडेंट सी बी राधाकृष्णन हैज अर्ज्ड स्टूडेंट्स टू फॉलो 3 creep principles for success: hard work, self-discipline and dedication. He also appealed the youth to stay away from drugs and use technology positively for building a Viksit Bharat. Addressing the 14th convocation of Tripura University today at Maharaja Bir Bikram Shatabarshiki Bhavan of the University in Tripura, he said universities should continue strengthening research activities and convert research into innovation for national development. Mr. Radhakrishnan virtually inaugurated the Madan Mohan Malviya Faculty Building of Tripura University. The Vice President praised the university as a growing center of research and higher education. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Ministry of Women and Child Development today organized a women-led Shakti Walk in New Delhi on the occasion of International Women's Day. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, said that women across various sectors have participated in the event, reflecting the commitment of women-led development in every field. The ministry also highlighted that women will play an important role in India's journey of Viksit Bharat. The Shakti Walk covered an approximate 2 km stretch from India Gate to Vijay Chowk along the Kartavya Path in the national capital. Participants from various ministries and other sectors walked together under the theme of She Leads Bharat, highlighting women's role in shaping a progressive and inclusive India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar on the theme Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Fulfilling Aspirations of People through video conferencing tomorrow. Under this theme, multiple breakout sections will be organized across sectors including education and skilling, health and Ayush, tourism and hospitality, among others. Discussion will cover initiatives such as strengthening education to employment pathways, development of animation, visual effects, gaming and comics, Buddhist circuits in northeastern region and heritage tourism promotion. Chief Minister Nephew Rio and Deputy Chief Ministers Y. Patton and T.R. Zeliang has condoled the demise of former member of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Dr. Longri Nikan, who passed away today. In a condolence message, the Chief Minister said Dr. Longri was a gentle and kind person and a sincere leader who carried his responsibilities with humility and dedication. Mr. Rio fondly recollected the years working together with Dr. Longri, describing him as a man of quiet strength and integrity, deeply committed to serving the people and working for their welfare. Mr. Rio said, "The Au community in general and Khar village in particular have lost a respected leader and mentor." Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton said, "Dr. Longri served the people with dedication and carried the responsibility of public service with sincerity." While T.R. Zeliang remembered Dr. Longri as a simple and humble man, who carried out his responsibilities with dedication and sincerity. And the Nagaland Association for Adventure, Mountaineering and Education, the facilitating NGO for Nagaland Forest Management Project under Kohima, organized an event yesterday to commemorate International Women's Day come block level sports at Zisanya village. The event was aimed at celebrating and acknowledging the tireless contribution of women in the society through diverse capacities from agriculture, livelihood, environment, protection and prosperity of society. More than 40 SHG members took part in the event, which comprised of sports and other activities. The event was supported by My Bharat Seminar under the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. And to end the news, remind of the headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says, when women are given opportunities and support, they can excel in every field. Chief Minister Nephew Rio and Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton honors contributions of women on the occasion of International Women's Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects in New Delhi. And Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan says, universities should strengthen research and turn it into innovation for national development. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.